You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
Thank you. We're here, flashback, special episode, part of 24 Hours of Student Power here at CITR 101.9 FM. If you're just tuning in, this is Flashback, my show. My name's Alec. Normally we air Sundays at 3. This is a pop culture music talk show. We kind of go wherever the wind takes us. But I am a student here at UBC, so I am excited to be participating in 24 Hours of Student Power. If you've tuned in at any point since 9 p.m. last night, the content you've been hearing is content made by students, about students, for students, etc. Lots of different chats with different UBC clubs who are doing really cool things. Students who host shows here at CITR have been on doing special episodes of their show. And if you keep listening for a little while, right after us is the 24 Hours of Student Power finale party featuring two bands composed of students, the first being Pacific City Limits, the second being the Fugues. But until then, you're hanging out with us, you're stuck here, making her flashback debut, friend of the show, Sarah Bednash.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, how
Thanks.
Are you?
I'm good. Thanks for hopping on the mic today.
Of course.
How you feeling?
Feeling a little nervous, but you know.
A little clammy
okay.
still?
A little bit.
It's okay. you've wanted to come on, though.
I have. Right? I have. I like talking.
Yeah, you do. I've got a lot of music to show you today.
Okay.
Like you were saying, you're convinced you're not going to know anything.
I think so.
Which might be true, because any given day I'm playing stuff I don't even know that well, you know?
That's also true.
But because we only have an hour, we're going to keep things very simple. Not going to throw any surprises at you.
That's cool.
We're going to do the CITR top five.
Okay.
You've listened to the show. You've heard us
I
do
have.
That, right?
I have.
And then we're going to do a flashback to 2017 because I explained my reason to you, right?
You did.
Okay. Then I'm not going to make you guess. 2017 is the year I started at UBC. So mm-hmm. I figured because this is 24 hours of student power, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. You're a year ahead of me.
I am.
So
I
2016 would be that year for you.
My year.
But maybe you can help me paint a picture of 2017 a little bit, and
it's kind of a blur. But
what
I can
you
try.
Remember, and we can yeah. siphon together what that year looked like.
Awesome! I'm excited.
Yeah, we've got some music we're gonna listen to in the meantime. This one's involves a little bit of a plug. This is Strudes Monroe, who is his real name is Sasha. He's on the CITR student executive. I think he's gonna host a show here pretty soon. But he's playing at Shindig, which is CITR's Battle of the Bands. January 28th, which is this Tuesday, along with Ada Wolf and the Tribe, Babe Corner and Paperwave, and they're going to come battle that out to see who the best Vancouver band is. So that's on Tuesday. The Shindig finale is on Friday, the 31st, so if you're around, go to those. Those are both at Redgate Art Society on Main Street, but we're going to listen to a song from Strudes Monroe because he's my buddy.
Sounds good.
This is called Blue Eyes.
Honey, you got blue eyes. Ned Russin of Title Fight brings Glitterer to the Biltmore Cabaret on January 26th. His debut album, Looking Through the Shades, was co-produced by indie visionaries Sandy Alex G and Arthur Rizik. Tickets are on sale now at mrgconcerts.com and Red Cat Records.
Let's get ready to rumble! Round four.
It's Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our fourth and final week, we have Attawolf and the Tribe, Strudes Monroe, Babe Corner, and Paperwave.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
Cannon drill!
This is a very serious Shindig announcement. The Shindig finalists will be announced live on CITR at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, January 29th, just in time for the finals on Friday, January 31st at Redgate Art Society. So tune in to 101.9 FM or on CITR.ca at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, January 29th to find out who will be playing in the Shindig 2020 finals.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
Hey, welcome back to Flashback, everyone. We're here, CITR, 24 Hours of Student Power. Alec Christensen, Sarah Bednash, and we're going to look at the CITR Top 5.
Sounds good.
Are you ready for it?
I am excited.
I wonder if you're going to know any of these. I didn't know any of them.
Probably not.
There's a little teaser.
Okay.
At least two, I don't think they're both instrumental, two like Celtic songs on here, which is...
That's really cool.
Yeah. I kind of like every time there's like some like oddball stuff on the charts, you know, because I feel like that's like most reflective of CITR is when we have like some weird like Celtic song just like that like... Because like I feel like if it's a Vancouver band, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because like they're usually like part of a similar scene and like we do shows with them and stuff.
Right.
But like... I don't know where this band, either of these bands are from, but I just think it's so interesting.
Coming out of the blue.
It just came out of the blue, and then, like, a lot of people must have played them.
Yeah. My ancestors. The language of my ancestors. The
Celtic ancestors?
Apparently.
Cool. I think I knew that about you. No, I did. Okay, the first one we have, though, is not Celtic. This is from an artist named Vagabond. The song is called Flood. Have you heard of them?
I have not.
Okay, well, me neither. Let's hear it.
Okay.
I want to make you. I want to make you a flood in my flood in my heart. I want to live you. I want to live.
Okay, that was Flood by Vagabond. Sarah, what do you think?
I really liked it.
Did you?
I did.
Let's talk about it.
I really liked their voice. I thought it was really nice and raspy and very soothing. Wasn't too, like, something I would listen to maybe, like, getting in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, before bed. Like, not right before bed because you want, like, the more calming mm-hmm. music. But I thought it was, like, very relaxing.
It was very relaxing. I'd almost say cozy. You know?
It's a good word.
Like, I feel like it's easiest to, like, call something like classic rock or, like, guitar music cozy.
Right.
And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that doesn't get applied to, like, honestly, music by non-white people.
Yeah.
But I would use that word to describe that song.
What genre would you place that in?
It says it's alternative. But I don't know if alternative means anything.
I'm not sure.
Like, what is it alternating from?
The mainstream pop, maybe.
Aren't so many alt, quote-unquote, songs, like, chart toppers?
That's true.
Yeah, I feel like it was a term that had relevance at some point, but I don't know if I think it still does.
Normalized.
Yeah.
To the point that it's lost its meaning, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's keep going.
Okay.
Number four. This is one of the Celtic ones. This is from a group called Beolock. And this is a duet with someone or some group named Breebok. the song is called Annie's New Heart Jigs.
Okay.
And it's like a live version of this song. I couldn't find the actual album it was on.
That's fun.
Let's hear it. I haven't heard this before, so I don't know what we're getting into.
Exciting.
What are your thoughts?
Okay, so you said it was two groups for that song?
It looks like it, yeah. So Annie's New Heart Jigs is a song off an album by a band called Beolock, who's one of the two groups.
Okay.
And then there's this Breebok person.
Right.
Again, I don't know if I'm pronouncing any of this right. But the second group is not on, second group or individual is not on the recorded version.
Oh, okay, I see.
So maybe they're like the pianist or something.
Oh, right, the pianist and then the strings, was it?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It was good. I really liked it. Very happy.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I've still got it going. You don't have headphones on, so you can't hear it right now. It's pretty good. It's like really picks up. We're going to keep going, though, just for the sake of time. So number three on the CITR charts is from a musician named Brandon Wolf Scott off an album called Burden on Your Shoulders. And the song is called Something Real.
Sounds good.
Are you feeling something real?
I think so.
I don't want. sifting through your smile's beach sand, dressed to kill in white rose silk and a glass of Chardonnay. Oh, lady, let's go out and mess about this day.
Something Real, Brandon Wolf Scott, off the album Burden on Your Shoulders. That's number three on the charts. Sarah, what do you think of it?
I thought it was very cozy.
Cozy?
To use your word.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, kind of fun.
Kind of cozy, kind of innocuous, if I'm being honest.
Yeah? You're going to have to interview him later.
Yeah, I'm probably going to meet him in a couple weeks. That's been a trend on this show. Yeah, it was fine. I'd interview him.
Yeah. No, I think it would go to my I'm In playlist.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to say what that playlist is for?
It's just
folks,
like
good folks at home.
Kind of like what I'm into, and I usually make a new playlist every couple months and add new songs, and I think that kind of like fits the theme of it.
Did you get the name because that's something I say, or was that already the name for the playlist?
I mean, don't take too much credit.
But like, you know, if I like start a new show, I'll be like, yeah, I'm in.
I have no.
Or I'd be like, are you in?
Like, I used to say, like, into for playlists and, like, stuff like that. So,
okay, I didn't want to take too much credit. I wasn't sure. I don't know. Okay, we've got another one. This is number two. This is the other Celtic song. It's by a group called Aerialists.
Okay.
And the song is called Jigs.
Fun.
Okay, what do you think of Jigs?
Yeah, I thought it was It's interesting that there are no lyrics or anything on top of this music.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems to be like a theme.
Really does like center the melody, right?
Yeah. Like, I just kind of want to dance, you know?
Yeah. I'm just going to say, how many stations are going to have two instrumental songs in the top five?
CITR is pretty cool.
CITR is pretty cool. And if you like CITR, consider going to CITR.ca/donate to consider making a donation. Our fund drive is coming up in just a couple of weeks. It starts February 6th, runs to the 14th, Valentine's Day. And there's going to be prizes for different donations. And I didn't plan on doing this plug until right now. But if you like CITR, please do consider supporting us so we can continue to do what we do.
I do have a crush on CITR.
Do you have a crush on CITR?
I do.
Oh, that is the theme for Fun
exactly.
Drive, huh? Okay, we've made it to number one on the top five. Are you ready for it?
I am.
I forgot about the name of this song. The band is called Ancient Shapes.
Okay.
The album is called A Flower That Wouldn't Bloom.
Interesting.
And the song is called Piss Colored Glasses.
Very poetic.
Let's hear it. Piss colored glasses is what I see through. Okay, Piss Colored Glasses, number one on the CITR charts. That's off the album A Flower That Wouldn't Bloom by Ancient Shapes. We were just talking, and I cut you off because I wanted to save it for the air. When you look back at something fondly, it's rose-colored lenses, right?
Kind of like Le Vion Rose, you know?
Like, yeah, but what's the saying? Lens. What's the saying? Like, you're looking back with rose-colored... It's not glasses. It's lenses?
Maybe. I don't know the saying, but I, like, understand the concept of it.
It is like Livian Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost wonder if this, like, if piss colored glasses is, like, looking back at something super negatively.
I mean, it was a very, like, kind of anxious song.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it was harder than anything else we've heard today.
Yeah.
Definitely. Let's take a quick commercial break, how about? And then afterwards, we're going to look at some music from 2017.
Exciting.
Okay. We're going to hear some ads.
FunDrive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is almost upon us. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
This was, okay, I think, oh my god, is that, yeah.
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out? It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like, da-da-da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. Hosting free radio and podcast trainings, publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our fund drive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th. You can show your crush on CITR right now by visiting citr.ca/donate.
Discorder magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Ned Russin of Title Fight brings Glitterer to the Biltmore Cabaret on January 26th. His debut album, Looking Through the Shades, was co-produced by indie visionaries Sandy Alex G and Arthur Rizik. Tickets are on sale now at mrgconcerts.com and Red Cat Records.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
Hey, welcome back to Flashback. We're going to go into the final segment of today's show. We've got another 20 minutes. And afterwards, I just want to remind everyone listening at home that we're having our 24 Hours of Student Power finale party at CITR in the lounge. We have two bands set to perform. Pacific City Limits, who are actually just doing sound check right now. And then afterwards, the Fugus will be on at 5. So don't tune out when we're done here. Stick around. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for them and finishing this show, we're going to do our flashback and we're going to look at 2017. Why 2017, Sarah?
Because that's when you started school.
That's when I started school, when I made University. The big move. The big move to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
From Washington.
From Washington State.
So far.
The big trek north. I'm sure I've told you about this, but it was such a frustrating experience when I would like go home every time. They'd be like, oh, do you like Tim Hortons? Like, do you say A now? It's just so stupid.
That's so funny.
Just this like caricature of your country. So I think I've already told you this, which I regret also. But do you know what was number one this week on the Billboard charts in 2017?
Because I think you did tell me.
I did tell you. Yeah. Do you remember?
I do.
What was it?
Shape of You.
By?
Ed Sheeran.
Okay. So just to contextualize, because we always do this, we're going to listen to it. Every time I do this segment, I feel weird because I think I'm probably the only person who ever plays like someone like Ed Sheeran.
Probably.
On CITR.
Why would you?
Why would you? We're about to do it.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Oh, Okay. What do you think of Ed Sheeran?
I just find it so repetitive. It's just like the same two notes for that song in particular.
The song is like, it is so distinctive of such an era though, you know?
Yeah.
Like it was this and the other number one song was the Chainsmokers and Halsey, the Baby Pull Me Closer. That's for another day. But you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do.
Like all these kind of like, I feel like they're all like popular songs that had like this kind of like weird like trap or like whatever kind of infusions into them, which Bieber kind of also did on a couple songs in this era.
Right.
There's just a weird like thing happening in like really popular music.
I think maybe because it's so catchy.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe. And just like fun and poppy.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to keep going for the sake of time. So sorry, Ed. We're not going to listen to the rest of that track. The next one is actually a song that you wanted to play by Jeremy Dutcher, who I know you're a fan of.
I am.
And saw not long ago.
I did. I've seen him twice. Love him.
Who's Jeremy Dutcher?
Jeremy Dutcher who don't know. Is a Wolastoq indigenous man from New Brunswick. And Wolastoq is the nation name, but also the name of the river, which his people are named after. The song that you're about to play is his debut song, and it's the first kind of introduction of him into the world, and he's singing in Wolastoqwe, which is his indigenous language. And yeah, so I really love it. I'm so biased.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Jeremy Dutcher, Honor Song, off, it's just a single.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his first release?
That was his first release.
It's a great first release.
2017, and then he released his full album in 2018, which won a prize, which I cannot recall, but it was like a big deal.
Like a Juno?
No, but he was at the Juno Awards for 2018 or 2019, I think.
First episode of Flashback was about the Juno Awards.
Really?
Because I was like kind of new to Vancouver. I didn't know what was going on or what the show was about yet. So we just looked at all the best new artists at the Juno Awards, who I realize now aren't that new.
No.
They're pretty established when they're new artists. Yeah. that was back when I was a snot-nosed 18-year-old punk. Okay.
Things changed.
We have a couple songs left and only a couple minutes.
Okay.
So we're going to fly through these. This one, someone asked us to play. Cannot remember who. Have you heard of King Krill?
I have not.
Okay. We'll see if you like this song. It's called Dumb Surfer.
Okay.
Sarah, what do you think?
It's fine. I found
how would you describe it? Like, what would you compare it to? What would you say bothers you about whatever?
It kind of sounds like a cave chant or some kind of like the, you know, like the deep part that they had.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was kind of weird.
Not a fan?
No, probably not. Like, I probably wouldn't listen to it on my own. But, like, if you forced me to listen to it now, like you did, I did. It's probably, it's fine.
Yeah. This is, like, that's, like, the main appeal of the show is I just can use it to force my friends to listen to music that I know they would never do.
Ugh, awful.
Okay. Do you remember who that was? King Krill?
King Krill.
The album's The Ooze. I can't believe that was 2017. Doesn't feel that long ago. So we've got two more songs from 2017 we're going to bust through.
Okay.
Interestingly, they're both about buses. So the first one is by Jay Som, and it's called The Bus Song.
I don't know.
Take your time. It won't be long till a car breaks down, your hands in mine. Feel like a firefighter's when I take off your shoes. And all that's in between, I'm not so loose. Cut them just to see you through. Time to figure it out.
Okay, that's one of our two busing songs from 2017. Okay. What do you think of it?
I really liked it.
Did you?
I kind of got like Billie Eilish vibes from it.
I feel like this is like fun though. I don't know if I'd say Billie Eilish is fun.
I mean, I think they both have their certain like what they're trying to do with their music maybe. Like sure. Obviously I don't know this artist.
Yeah.
But like I think I'd go on my playlist. I'm in playlist. Yeah, I think so.
That's what this whole hour is gonna test for, songs that you can add.
Pretty much.
I'll give you the playlist after. We'll cut out the King Krill and other things that you don't want to hear.
There you go.
Okay, one last song from 2017, and then we're only going to listen to like a minute of it, unfortunately. Have you heard of Thundercat?
It sounds familiar.
It played you that song where it's like, I feel weird.
I don't know if I probably blocked it
Comb
out,
your hair, brush you know? Your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like the farting sound at the end of
oh
it.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Awful.
This is not that song, but this is another song from that album. The album's called Drunk, and the song's called Bus in These Streets.
Sounds good.
Okay, Sarah.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
That was fun.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah.
He just released a new song that I would have played, but I just played it on the radio earlier this week.
And it's also 2017.
And it's also 2017, and that song, the new song, it's obviously 2020.
Yeah.
So I think that's it for us. Do you have any final thoughts on anything? What do you think in general of 2017's music? Obviously, this was only a sample.
Mm-hmm.
We never have time to really dive in. But try to get off the beaten path a little bit.
Right.
Get off the charts a little bit.
I think the different genres you've played are all very similar in style. So, like, the pop music that you played is very similar. Like, all very similar. And then the alternative music is, like, kind of on the same, like, trend of that.
Yeah.
It just seems like a very, like, uniform...
Sure.
Time, maybe? Does that make sense?
No, I think so. I think that's a good way to put it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Flashback. I feel so weird ending after an hour. I want a whole another hour to myself. But stay tuned into CITR. We've got Pacific City Limits about to go on. Sarah Carboni and Violet Miles, who are two really talented student executives who plan this whole week, are going to be hosting for the next 2 hours. The Fugus are going to be playing at 5. There's a sports broadcast at 6. And a couple more student slots, actually, after. I think it goes all the way till 10 p.m. or something. It's a fun night.
It's 25 hours.
Yeah, it's 25 hours of student power. But thank you so much for listening to Flashback. We're on Sundays at 3, so tune in then. Otherwise, stay tuned into CITR. Sarah, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
All right. Peace, everyone.